It's a rough life for the thousands of displaced Somalis living in camps in the capital, Mogadishu. The UN Humanitarian Affairs Office, OCHA, says deprivation, insecurity, inadequate shelter, and lack of access to sanitation, water, and food are the realities in these cities of makeshift tents. But a group of 14 UN agencies and non-governmental organizations have been working alongside the government to relocate 5,000 displaced families to new sites. Killian Kleinschmidt is UN Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator for Somalia.
So in a gradual way, in a voluntary way, to relocate the people who live in these incredibly bad, shocking conditions in many settlements, hundreds of settlements throughout the city, to bring them into new temporary settlements, which may stay there for some time, to actually bring them out of this state of substandards, that state of exploitation, that state of quite often, unfortunately, abuse, including sexual abuse. So that will help to provide the space, the shelter, the security, and the services in a predictable way.
As the UN official explains, the move to the new site means thousands of women and girls will be better protected against sexual violence. Women like Adimo Mohammed say life is relatively peaceful now because they can lock their shelters at night.
I feel so lucky because now our living conditions are so much better. I used to live in a shelter made of old clothes. The wind and the sun used to destroy the structure all the time. Now our shelter is even stronger than concrete. I pray to God to bless the people who gave this shelter to us.
People living at the new settlement will also have access to water, sanitation, food, and health care. The agencies expect that thousands more families will soon be hosted there. Again, Killian Kleinschmidt, Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator for Somalia.
The level of abuse, the level of theft, the level of incredible suffering by the people is, we cannot even describe. I call it a protection emergency. This has been very, very bad. But now, Mogadishu is rising from the ashes. Somalia is finally there at the beginning of a long journey towards stabilization, towards recovery, towards, in fact, recognizing and recovering the rights of its people.
The UN agencies and their partners say the humanitarian situation in Somalia has significantly improved, with the number of people in urgent need of assistance dropping by half in the past 6 months. However, they point out that there is still a long way to go in their efforts to help Somalis live a life of dignity. Jerry Adams, United Nations.